Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chagiga Daf Tes. We left off on Daf Chesem Beis. We're all the way 12 lines from the end of the page on Daf Chesem Beis. Hai Stam, Hei Chidami. The first one line is Bimit Farish. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Dorit Flat and family, in memory of the first yahrzeit of her father, Yehoshua Langbort, Yehoshua ben Avraham, a Holocaust survivor. His yahrzeit is today. His neshama shav in Aliyah. Also sponsored by Rochelle Etra, in memory of her brother, Yehuda Frankel, Moshe Yehuda ben Meir Eliyahu, his neshama shav in Aliyah. And also sponsored by Gordon Weingarten, Leili Nishmas's father, Avram ben Asher Pinchas, whose yahrzeit was yesterday, neshama shav in Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we're in the middle of a discussion about a machlokas. If a person was mafresh a certain number of animals for the Chagiga, and he only brought some of them, so can he go ahead and bring the rest of them on the subsequent days of Yom Tov, or a stira between those between two brises to what he can and cannot do? So we said that kan bistam, kan b'mefarish. The Gemara is going to elaborate on that. Under which circumstances can someone who already brought a Chagiga on the first day of Yom Tov continue to bring other Chagigos on subsequent days of Yom Tov? In which circumstances can he not? Then the Mishnah Namad Aleph is going to talk about tashlumin for the Korban Chagiga, and it's going to have three different interpretations of the phrase me'uvas l'yuchal liskon, that there are certain things that you mess up and there's just no way to fix them. So we're going to have three different examples or interpretations of what that's referring to when we talk about a me'uvas l'yuchal liskon. Then the Gemara is going to talk about the Gezeirah Shava that teaches us about the concept of tashlumin for the Chagiga, not only throughout the Yom Tov of Sukkos, but even on Shmini Atzeres for the Yom Tov of Sukkos. We're going to derive it from a Gezeirah Shava. We're going to discuss what type of Gezeirah Shava it is. We're going to have a machlokas whether each day is tashlumin for the previous day. When we say that if you didn't bring the Chagiga on day one, that you could bring it throughout the following 7 days, does that mean that each day is a new chiyuv and the next day is a tashlumin for the previous day? Or that no, there's only one chiyuv and that's on day one, and every day after that is a tashlumin back for day one? And the Gemara is going to discuss what the nafkamina is between those two ways of looking at the din of tashlumin. The Gemara is going to talk about tashlumin for a time of tumah, and we're going to challenge the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yochanan holds that someone who is not ra'ui to do a particular mitzvah, to bring the karban on the day of his chiyuv, has no chiyuv tashlumin. So the Gemara is going to challenge Rabbi Yochanan from the halacha of a karban nazir, we're going to challenge Rabbi Yochanan from the halacha of a zav, and we're going to try to defend Rabbi Yochanan. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the concept of chazering one's learning 101 times, and why one cannot compare someone who reviews his learning 101 times to someone who only reviews his learning 100 times. And the Gemara is going to get more into the issue of mu'uvas l'yuchal iskar, and that's going to carry us all the way to the Mishnah on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. So let's begin. We are holding 12 lines from the end of the page on Daf Chesam Rebeis. The last thing we had said was Amar Rabbi Abba lo pligi kan bistam kan b'mefarish. We had a stira, or a machlokas, what seemed like a machlokas, where we said that if a person was mafresh 10 animals for his korban chagiga, and he brought 5 of them on day 1 of Yom Tov, that he could bring the other 5 on day 2 of Yom Tov. But Rabbi Yochanan said, no, once he brought on day 1 of Yom Tov, so that's it, he fulfilled his mitzvah. What's he bringing on day 2? He can't bring any more on day 2. So the Gemara said, it's not a machlokas, they're talking about different circumstances. When Rabbi Yochanan says, it's too late, you already brought on day 1, that's talking about where you're mafresh the 10 behemos stam, that you never said you were going to bring them all on day 1. So you set yourself up to be mechalik the karbanos and to be chogeg more than one day, and that's a violation of Baal Tosef, because you only have to bring a chagiga on one day, so therefore you're not allowed to bring on the second day. Whereas when Rish Lakish says that you could bring on the following day, that's b'mefaresh, that's when you were mafresh the behemos, you said I want to bring all of these on day 1, but then something happened and you weren't able to bring them all on day 1. So that's not Baal Tosef, that was an onus that happened where you weren't able to fulfill everything that you had set out to do. So frak the Gemara, hai stam hechidami. What does it mean when we say that someone who was mafresh the animal stam is not able to be mashlim and be makrav of the extra animals on the following day? What's the case? What does it mean that he was mafresh stam. Ilim idlekshus biyom lekariv. If it means that there wasn't enough time during the first day to bring all these animals, haydelo akravinu idlekshus biyom. Well, then the fact that he didn't bring them was because he just didn't have time. So it's not muchach that lechadchila he wanted to bring on more than one day. And adrabba, from the fact that he was sasam es devarav, that he never said, it would seem that you would that we would assume that he wanted to bring them all on day one, because that's the ikar zman akrava. So why would that be a violation of Baltosif if he was just mafresh them stam, started being makrav them, and ran out of time? So why does that give you the impression that he intended the whole time to bring it on more than one day? That shouldn't be Baltosif. Ella de lasleochli. No, when we say that he was mafresh at stam and he didn't succeed in bringing all of them on the first day, it must be that he didn't have enough people to eat them on one day. So haydla kravinu de lasleochli. Well, then the fact that he didn't bring them all on day one was because he didn't have enough people to eat them. And if he had brought them all, then the basar would have become nosar. And so mele, that's an onas. So that's not a hochacha that his plan was to be mosif an extra day. That's not a violation of baltosif. That can't be the case that Rabbi Yochanan says that you're not allowed to bring on the subsequent days. Lo tzricha, no, the case must be that the stam, that you're not allowed to bring the extra animals on the following days, is the ikos shohus payom, the islay ochlin. It must be that there was plenty of time to bring all the karbanos on day one, and you had plenty of people to eat all those karbanos, so there wasn't going to be a problem of nosar. Midibakama lo akravinu, from the fact that he wasn't makrav all of them on the first day, shema mino shiure shirinu. That's an indication that we understand that his intention was, when he was mafresh originally, to leave over some of these animals to bring on day two. And that's why you're not allowed to bring them on day two, because that's a violation of baltosif. When you designate animals for karban chagiga initially with the intention of bringing them on more than one day, that's baltosif. So that we're not going to allow him to do. Vachinami mistavra, says the Gemara, that we have a raya that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, it's very logical to assume that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish are not disagreeing with each other, and each one is speaking about a different case. One is talking about Stam, one is talking about Mefaresh. Dechiyasa Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan, because when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he reported in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Hifresh Hasbeimus Chagaso, the Ikruv Chamish Biyom Tov Rishon, that if a person designated 10 animals for his Korban Chagiga and he was already Makrav 5 of them on the first day of Yom Tov, Choser Makrav Chamish Biyom Tov Sheni, that Rabbi Yochanan says he can go bring the next 5 on the second day of Yom Tov. Kashina Dadi, but Rabbi Yochanan was the one who told us that you're not allowed to. That Kiman Shapasak Shuveinu Makriv. Isn't that a blatant stira within Shitas Rabbi Yochanan? Elav Shmamina. So it must be that we're correct in our assessment that there was no Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. They're talking about different circumstances, and therefore there's no stira within Rabbi Yochanan. The two statements of Rabbi Yochanan are talking about different circumstances. Kan Bistam, when Rabbi Yochanan initially said that if you brought some of the Chagigos on the first day of Yom Tov, you're not allowed to be Makriv them afterwards, that's where you were not mefarish at the time that you were makrav them, that they were all for day one. So that's a violation of baltosif. Whereas kan b'mefarish, when he says you're allowed to bring them on subsequent days, that's when you were mefarish b'feirish. He said straight out at the time of the hafrasha that you plan on bringing them all on day one. So it's obvious that you were not trying to be mosif, that just something came up and you were unable to do so, and that's not a violation of baltosif. Therefore, so shema mina, that's a raya that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish are not really arguing, they're simply talking about different circumstances. Itmar Nami, says Gemara, we have a raya as well within Rabbi Yochanan that talks about the braisa v'chagos mosachag l'Hashem shavus yamim. So you might think that you could be chogig v'holech kol shiva. So the pasuk says also. So we darshan that you can only be chogig that day. You can't be chogig kol shiva. So on that we say Amr of Shem Baraba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. That Rabbi Yochanan comments lo shanu el shalo gomar aval gomar chozer makriv. This idea that if you were not makrav in Yom Rishon, you're not allowed to be makrav on the subsequent days, that's only if you were not gomer. But if you were gomer, chozer makrav. If you were gomer, then you could continue to bring the other animals on subsequent days. My gomer, what do you mean gomer? If you were gomer, that sounds like it means that you finished bringing all the animals, then what's there to bring? Ilem a gomer karbanosav. If gomer means that you finished bringing all of the karbanos, my makrav, then what in the world are you bringing? What are you being makrav? Elo shalo gomer ayom. Lo gomer means that lo gomer ayom. yom, that the day didn't end, and there was plenty of time, and you still decided not to bring the rest of the karbanos that day. So that's when we say you're not allowed to bring the karbanos on the subsequent day, because why didn't you finish it on the first day? It must be you're just trying to spread them out, and that's baltosif. Avul gamar hayom, but if you're trying to get as many karbanos in on that day, you're trying to get them all in on day one, and then gamar hayom, the day ended. It was a short day. You miscalculated how long it would take to bring all the karbanos. So then chazer makriv, then you're allowed to bring the karbanos on the other days as well, because that your intention initially was to bring them all on day one. Okay, that concludes the sugya from yesterday. So now the new Mishnah is going to discuss the concept of tashlumin for karban chagiga. Mi shelo chag, if a person didn't bring his karban chagiga biyom tov harishon shel chag on the first day of Sukkis, chogeg es kol haregel, he has to be mashlim and bring the karban on one of the other days of Yom Tov. And also he could do the tashlumin on the eighth day, on Shmini Atzeres as well. Even though Shmini Atzeres is a regel b'fnei atzmo, l'inyan pazar kashav, it's a regel b'fnei atzmo. Nevertheless, he's allowed to bring the karbanos chag and b'yotzei the chiyuv. It's considered tashlumin for the original chag. Over a regel, but Shmini Atzeres passed v'lo chag, and he still didn't bring his chagiga. Einu chayv b'achur yuso. Then there's no more tashlum, and then it's over zmano batal karbano. It's too late. The zman is over. It's too late to bring the karban. Al zen emar, and it's about that the pasuk says mu'uvas lo yuchal iskon, that if someone messes up, then he's not able to fix it. V'chesron, and that which is missing lo yuchal yimanos, also you can't be mashlim. That once the yom tov is over, it's too late to do the mitzvah. This is a hefsid that you cannot fix. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, Ezu Muvashen Yachal Yisakein, he says, no, you want to get a good example of something that is an error that cannot be fixed, that all the tshuva in the world that you're going to do for committing this error, and you're never going to really be able to fix it, Zehaba le'erva v'holid men mamzer. That's if a person is boel in erva, and they produce a child, and that child is a mamzer. So he's bringing psulim into Klal Yisrael, and those psulim are living, breathing people, and therefore there's no, all the tshuva in the world, those people are still there. You can't erase the Aveira. So in Tomar, Begona Vigozo, maybe you're going to say, no, the Pasuk is talking about someone who steals or does some other Aveira like that. No, Yachalu Lachzira V'yisake. That's not something that's incorrectable. You can correct that. You can return that which you stole and be misake in the Aveira. Rabbi Shimon Yechai Omer, Ein Korin Mu'uvas El Mishayim Masukan B'tchilu V'nesaves. Shimon Yechai says, no, a third interpretation, that a Mu'uvas doesn't mean someone who is Baal Ervan is Nolan Mimena Mamzer. Because Mu'uvas Liyichal Iskon implies that it started out Masukan. And so not every Aveira is a Mu'uvas, as the Acharon point out, or the Rishonim, the Acharon point out, the Yun Yaakov points out, Yetzer Lev Adam Rami Ne'urav. So it's not that something is someone is already Masukan and then he does an Aveira. No, Yetzer Lev Adam Rami Ne'urav. So he could do an Aveira. He's already primed to do Averas from when he's a very young person. So that's not a Mu'uvas Liyichal Iskon. A Mu'uvas Liyichal Iskon is a Talmud Chacham who separates from Torah, who is Mevatal Torah, that even though he can go back to his learning, but the time that he should have been learning is lost, and he's never going to be able to be mashlim that time. Meaning, it's the value of time. That time passes us by, and we can never get that time back. So that's Mu'uvas Lo Yuchal Iskon. Now, the din of Tashlumin that the Mishnah spoke about is Legabe the Shalmei Chagiga, and also the Olas Re'iya, right? Meaning, we said that you have Tashlumin for these Karbanos, Mishal Ol Chag, you have Tashlumin throughout the rest of Yom Tov. There is a Machlokas whether Shalmei Simcha has a din of Tashlumin as well. Some of the Rishonim say that it's not Shaykh Tashlumin by Shalmei Simcha, because the Chiyuv Simcha is on each and every day of the Yom Tov, and it's an independent Chiyuv each and every day. So the fact that I'm being Makriv Shalmei Simcha on day three, for example, is not a Tashlumin for what I missed on day two, day one. I have anyway a Chiyuv to bring Shalmei Simcha on day three, because I have to have meat each day of Yom Tov. And some say that, no, there's still a din of Tashlumin. Now, the explanation is that it's Shaykh Tashlumin Shalmei Simcha, is that one could say that there are two dinim in the Chiyuv Simcha. One is to be Mesameach Bebasar, that you're Yotze, even if you're not Makriv Karbano Shlamim, particularly for that purpose. That's what the Rambam writes. Yisrael Yotzim Dechova Shalmei Simcha B'Nedarim U'Nedavos B'Maisa Behema V'Akohanim B'Chatos B'Ashim B'Char B'Chaz V'Shog. Those are the sugis we already learned. that whatever meat you have, if you have meat from other korbanos, so you have to bring, also good. That's also Shalmei Simcha. So that's one din in Shalmei Simcha. But then there's another din to bring a korban shlamim l'shem Shalmei Simcha. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Chagiga, HaSimcha Amura Berugalim Mishayakuv Shlamim Yesera Shalmei Chagiga Ve'elu Eman Akraim Shalmei Simcha. That one is supposed to bring korban shlamim beyond the Shalmei Chagiga, and those are called Shalmei Simchas Chagiga Shalemar V'zavachta Shlamim V'chalta. Now, what is this that the Rambam is saying that you're makrav more than the Shalmei Chagiga? You don't say the Shalmei Simcha, I thought, with every carbon, with an Adarim, an Adavos, or whatever else. Why does he have to say that beyond the Shalmei Chagiga there are other Shlamim? So this is what the Tzlach points out, that what the Rambam must mean is that you have to, once throughout the Yom Tov, you have to bring Shalmei Simcha. You have to bring a carbon l'shem Shalmei Simcha. And even though you can bring a carbon that you're already chayiv in, Adarim, an Adavos, or anything else, but you have to be mechavein the shame simcha, and only then are you yotzei the chiyuv. So that's only once on the Yom Tov. So the chachila, that should be on day one, and that's where we said, that's where it's shaykh to say that if you didn't do that, there's a chiyuv tashlumin. So that's how the Tzlach explains. Those Rishonim that say that there's a din of tashlumin for Shalmei Simcha, l'chor, it's very difficult to understand where they're coming from. If there's a chiyuv simcha each and every day, what do you mean tashlumin? If I'm eating meat on day two or three or four or five, it's not tashlumin for what I miss on day one, because I have a chiyuv on that day. So says the Tzlach, when you understand that there are tzvei dinim over here, there's a din that you have to have meat every day, but then there's a din that once over the course of Yom Tov, you have to be makriv the carbon l'shem Shalmei Simcha, so that only has to be done once, and that's where it's shayich to have a din of tashlumin. That is the shtikl Torah of the Tzlach. Says the Gemara now, minani mili, how do I know, from where do we learn that you could be makriv the carbon chagiga that you had not brought on Sukkos, even on Shmini Atzeres, that the tashlumin extends after Sukkot is over to Shmini Atzeres. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan says the name Rabbi Shmuel. We learn it from Gzeir Shava, Nemar Atzeres B'Shvi Yishol Pesach. The word Atzeres is used to describe Shvi Yishol Pesach in Parshas Re'eh, V'Nemar Atzeres B'Shmini Yishol Chag, and the word Atzeres is used to describe Shmini Atzeres in Parshas Emor. So Mala Halon, just like the Atzeres that it refers to by Shvi Yishol Pesach is L'Tashlumin, it's just like the other days of Yom Tov as far as Tashlumin is concerned, because there's no reason to distinguish Shvi Yishol Pesach from the rest of the days of Yom Tov. It's part of Pesach, right? So Afkan, so to Atzeres, where it's also Shmini Atzeres, where it's also called Atzeres, is l'tashlumin, that it must be that it's considered part of the Yom Tov of Sukkot as far as tashlumin is concerned. So the Gemara explains this drush and says, you know, this Gezer Shava that we're making, you have to say mufna. You have to say that this Gezer Shava, that each of these words are open and available exclusively for the use of this Gezer Shava. Because the rule is that if you have a Gezer Shava that's not mufna, you have a Gezer Shava where the words are already in use for other drushos, then l'meidinu mashivin, then you can respond, and if there are any differences between the two parshios, we can blow up the Gzeir Shava. So it must be that since there are so many kashas you could ask on this comparison between Shvi Yishol Pesach and Shmini Atzeres, that the only way the comparison holds is if you're not allowed to ask kashas, if it's the Maiden Ve'ein Meshivin. So it must be that this is a Gzeir Shava Mufna. Do you love Mufna? Because if the pasuk is not extra, Ika Lemifrach, I'll tell you the kind of kashas you could ask to show that you can't learn Tashlumin of Shmini Atzeres from Tashlumin of Shvi Yishol Pesach. Because Malah Shvi Yishol Pesach Shkenenu Chalak Mishol Lefanav, Shvi Yishol Pesach is the same as the other days of Yom Tov. It's no different than the other days of Pesach. The Karbanos of all the days of Pesach are the same. Tamar B'Shmini Shel Chag Shechalak Mishol Lefanav. As opposed to Shmini Atzeres, there are many inyanim where Shmini Atzeres is distinct from the other days of Yom Tov. In Pizar Keshav, there are six things that are highlighted that are identified with the Rashi Tevus Pei Zayin. Reish, Kuf, Shin, Beis, that differentiates Shmini Atzeres from the rest of the days of Sukkot. So Tom Shmini Shel Chag, Shechalot Mishal Lefanav. So therefore you have to say that the Pasuk is extra, and that's why you're able to learn the Gzeir Shava of Tashlumin from Shmini Atzeres, from Shvi Yishol Pesach to Shmini Atzeres, because otherwise the Pircha and the Gzeir Shava would be too great. The Rashash raises a question in the name of the Sefer Beis Avraham, that the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim and Avsam Chesem Be base darshans the pasuk from the fact that it says atzeres hilachem, and then it says atzeres lashem, that on Yom Tov you need lashem and lachem, that you need both, you need to experience both, some of the day to indulge yourself and some of the day in service of Hashem. So the atzeres that it says b'shmini atzeres l'chora is not mufna, asked the Rashash. Meaning the Gemara says it must be mufna, otherwise the gzeres shavah doesn't work. But l'chora, we have a Gemara that uses it for another drasha, right? It's an important Gemara, Pesachim Daf Samech Ches. It's really, the Rav Yosef Engel points out, a very klaliyistika Gemara. It seems like a very, pratiyistika Gemara. It sounds like a very detailed Gemara about a particular halacha, that it says that atzeres is supposed to be l'Hashem, and it says atzeres is supposed to be l'chem. So what is the nature of atzeres? Rav Yosef Engel points out, it's much bigger than that. What the Gemara is telling us is, what do you do? It's giving us a klal for kalat harukula. What do you do when you have two psukim that are sosar each other? So we say every morning, Rabbi Shmuel Lomer, when you have shnei psukim amachishim zeh, that's the rule. You find the third pasuk, that's machriya. Great. Problem is, we can't write our own psukim. They're all written already. What if there is no third pasuk that's machriya b'neim, and you only have two psukim that are machishim zeh? Then what do you do? Says Rav Yosef Engel, that's the sukim psachim daf samaches, where you have a machlokas, where one day it says, oh, kula l'Hashem, oh, kula l'chem, that what the Torah is doing is it's presenting you with options, that you have the ability to either do atzeres l'Hashem or do atzeres l'chem, either spend the whole day in Torah and Tefillah or spend the whole day in Su'udah and indulging oneself. And the other shita, the one that we're mentioning right now, is that no, it means that you have to split it, that you do chetzi l'Hashem v'chetzi l'chem, and that's what you do when you have shnei ksuvim hamachishim zeh. But bottom line is, the Rashash points out in the name of the Sefer Beis Avram that over here this pasuk is already being used. So how can the Gemara say that it's mufna? So the Beis Avram says that the Baal HaMeimra over here is Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel holds in Nid Daf Chaf Beis that a Gzeir Shava only needs to be mufna mitzad echad, meaning for a Gzeir Shava to be considered a Gzeir Shava mufna, the word doesn't have to be totally available and unused on both sides of the Gzeir Shava. Only one side of the Gzeir Shava it has to be unused. Rashash suggests that the Gemara over here holds that it's good enough to have the Pasuk Atzeres only once, and we would still be able to learn both dinim of Lashem and Lachem. The second pasuk of Atzeres is extra for Gzeir Shavu. Cheshek Shlomo suggests that maybe the Gemara does not darshan from the word Atzeres. The Gemara is not darshaning over there in Mesachas Pesachim. It's darshaning from the word Lachem, from the word Lashem. It's got nothing to do with the word Atzeres. Over here, we're darshaning from the word Atzeres. So of course it's Mufna, because we're actually using the word Atzeres, which is not used in any other context. So anyway, so that's the Gzeir Shavu Mufna. So says the Gemara that, yeah, it must be that these are extra psukim. Afnuya Mufna. Certainly the pasuk is extra to teach me this Gzeir Shavu. Because Michti, my Atzeres, why does the Torah use the word Atzeres to describe these Yom Tovim? Atzur Basias Malacha. That word means that you're not allowed to do Malacha, that are not Ochel Nefesh related Malachas. But Haksiv, but doesn't the end of the pasuk say, Lo Sase Malacha? That it says explicitly you're not allowed to do Malacha. So Atzeres, why does it have to use the term atzeres, which implies refrain from doing malacha? It must be that that word is just an extra word that Hashem placed in that pasuk in order for us to make this gezeira shava between Shvi Yishal Pesach and Shmini Atzeres, to teach me this din, that just like on Shvi Yishal Pesach you're still within range of Tashlumin, so too on Shmini Atzeres you're still within range of Tashlumin for the missing karbanos. There's another Tana that brings this din, that you're allowed to be mashlin the karbanos that you missed, even on Shmini Atzeres, from the following source, that he brings the source in the Torah, first for the din of Tashlumin Bechlal, and then he's going to bring the source that you're allowed to be mashlin on Shmini Atzeres. Did Tanya, Brisa tells us as follows, V'chagos, Pasuk says, by Chagasukos, V'chagos moso chag la'Hashem, shivas yamim. The word V'chagosem is that you bring a karban chagiga. So Yachal, Yechal, you might think a person has to bring a karban chagiga each and every day of chag, so because it says, after all, it says shivas yamim, so it's hamlomer oso. That's why it says oso atachogig. On Yom HaRishon, you bring a karban chagiga, v'atachogig kol shiva. You do not bring a karban chagiga all 7 days of chag. Im kein lama nemer shiva. So then why does it say v'chagosem shivas yamim? If the chiv is only one day, then shivas yamim is very misleading. Ah, litashlumin. That tells me that the year allowed to be mashlim the karbanos throughout all 7 days. And if you didn't bring the karban on day one, then you have a din of tashlumin throughout the entire rest of Yom Tov. Okay, that's just the basic idea of tashlumin. Ominayin shem lo chag Yom Tov rishon shel chag shechogig v'holich is kol regel vi Yom Tov ha'achron. But how do I know the special din that we're adding on now, that you could even do tashlumin on Shmini Atzeres, even though Shmini Atzeres is its own separate Yom Tov? Tabalomar b'chodesh ha'shvi'i tachogu also, that you could be chogig each and every day of the chag in chodesh ha'shvi'i. So iba chodesh ha'shvi'i. So if we darshan b'chodesh ha'shvi'i, and that's about the karban, yochli yechog v'holich ha'chodesh kulo. Why stop at Shmini Atzeres? Keep going after Yom Tov, as long as it's still chodesh tishrei, you should still be allowed to do the tashlumin. So tamalomar, that's why it says oso. Oso atachogiv yatachogiv chutzalo. That only on the Yom Tov you could be chogeg, you could still bring Karmel Chagiga, but you cannot bring Karmel Chagiga on those days of the Chodesh HaShvi that are no longer Yom Tov. So when you allow it to be Mashlim, the missing Karmel Chagiga, not only throughout the 7 days of Sukkot, but on Shmini Atzeres as well, because it's during the Chodesh HaShvi and it's still a day of Chag. So the Gemara discusses my Tashlumin. What is the explanation of this din of Tashlumin to begin with? Meaning, we know that you're supposed to do the Chagiga on day one of Yom Tov. The fact that you're allowed to bring then, if you didn't do it on day one, that you're allowed to bring on day two or three or four or five. So how does that work? What are the mechanics? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Tashlumin L'Rishon, L'Rishon, that the Chiyuv is really day one, and any other day that you're going to bring it as a Tashlumin is all a Tashlumin for day one. Rabbi Yoshi Amar Tashlumin Zelazeb. Rabbi Shaya says, no, each day is a Tashlumin for the preceding day. Each day is independent and has its own Chiyuv to bring the karban, provided that you hadn't yet brought it, but the chiv is not totally dafka on Yom Rishon. The second day is the tashlumin for the Yom Rishon, but the third day is the tashlumin for the Yom Sheni, and the new chiv that was generated on Yom Sheni when you hadn't yet brought it. And the reason is because the pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, Shivas Yom Tachog LaHashem Elokecha, and it says Lo Yiras Pnei Hashem Reikam. So we say each and every day is ra'wi for the chiv chagiga. So my benayu, what's the nafkamina whether it's all tashlumin the Rishon or whether each one is a tashlumin for the preceding day? Now, if Kamina would be, what if a person was not ratwi to bring the karban on day one? He was a chiger, and therefore he was unable to bring, not just unable, but not even ratwi. He had no chiyuv of the karban on day one, but by day two, he was physically healed, and because he was physically healed on day two, he now was ratwi to bring a karban. So Rabbi Yochanan would say, tashlum l'rishon, that every day is only tashlum for the first day. So if you were never chayiv on the first day, there is no requirement to make up the karban chagig. That if you were not ratwi to bring the karban on day one, you're not going to be ratwi to bring it on day two either. And there's no mitzvah of tashlumin. Whereas Rabbi Shaya Amar tashlumin zelazeh, that no, each day generates a new chiyuv. So if you wake up in the morning on day two and you're able-bodied, and therefore you have a new chiyuv of bringing the chagiga is going to be generated, and therefore if you don't bring it on day two, you'll have to bring it on day three. That the tashlumin zelazeh, that afagav delo chazi berishon, chazi b'sheni. Maybe you were not right to bring the carbon on day one, but you're still right to bring the carbon on day two, and therefore you're chayiv to bring the carbon. So Rabbi Yochanan had this chiddush, right? Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush was that since it's all tashlumin derishon, if a person was not ratwi on Yom Rishon, then there's no tashlumin. There's no making up for it. So the Gemara challenges that particular point of Rabbi Yochanan, that someone who's not ratwi for the karban on the initial zman of the chiyuv is not going to have a din of tashlumin. The Gemara is going to challenge from Nazir, and the Gemara is going to challenge from Zav. So by Nazir, just a little bit of background. If a Nazir becomes tamei, the halacha is on the seventh day of his tumah, he's megaleach all of his hair, and he goes to the mikvah for a tahara, and on the eighth day, he brings his karbanos, and then he begins counting his nazirus again because he ruined his nazirus in the middle because of tumah. So there is a mishnah in Maseches Krisos that a nazir brings one karban for many different tumos. That if he keeps happening, that he keeps becoming tamei in the middle of his nazirus, he only has to bring one set of karbanos. Meaning, if he became tamei a second time before he was ever able to be makriv the karbanos for the first tumah, so he has to count the 7 days and do the whole process. But that karban is going to be good enough for both times that he had become tamei. So, frankly, Gemara, Miyam Rabbi Yochanan, does Rabbi Yochanan really say that someone who is not ra'oi to bring the carbon on the day of his chiyuv that has no din of tashlumin? V'amr Chizkiya, didn't Chizkiya tell us nitma biyom mevi belayla enu mevi, that if Nazir became tamei on day 8 of his initial tuma, so then he brings an extra carbon for the second tuma, he's not going to be yotzei with the carbon for the first tuma because he already became chayiv in the first carbon on day 8. The second Nazirus was already chal, but belayla, if he only became tamei on the night leading into day 8, then he's not going to have to bring another carbon because he was never ra'i la'akrava of the first carbon. He had to wait until day. You can't bring carbonos at night. So only on day 8 does he become ra'i la'akrava. If he had never become ra'i la'akrava, then he's not going to have to bring a second carbon. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar af belayla nami mevi, that even if the guy became tamei at night, he's still going to have to bring an extra carbon. He's not yotzei with the first carbon that he's already chayev in, because since he was ready tovel for his tumah and he already had arav shemesh, he already became totally tahar, that generates the chiyuv of the first carbon, and this new tumah that he experiences on night 8 is a brand new tumah, and it's therefore a brand new chiyuv carbon. On day 8 he was already tamei and he never had the practical ability to bring that first carbon, so it doesn't matter. Now, I don't care that he was not ra'i to be able to bring that first carbon, so that's the kasha. Belayla, he was not ra'i to bring the carbon. Biyom, he was already tamei and he wasn't able to bring the carbon, and nevertheless Rabbi Yochanan says he has to bring two different carbonos when he becomes tar, meaning that there's tashlumin for the first carbon even though at the shas chiyuv hakrava he was dachui because of his tumah. So apparently he's called Roi Lahakriv, but his Tumah is Ma'akiv him. So by Echigar also, when it comes to the Karban Chagiga, we should say that he was Roi to bring the Karban, but his Chagirus, his being the Chigar, was Ma'akiv him. And therefore, when day 2 comes and he's no longer a Chigar, why isn't he Chayiv in the Tashlumin? So I'm Rabbi Yirmi says, no, you can't compare a Chigar that is unable to bring Karban to a Nazir that's unable to bring Karban on account of Tumah. Shiny Tumah, whenever it's about Tumah, that's a different story. Because we always find that we're more open to the idea of Tashlumin for Tumah, because we have such a concept when it comes to Pesach Sheni. If a person didn't bring Karban Pesach because he was Tamei, so he brings a Pesach Sheni, and we don't say that it's Muvus L'Yichliskon and that it's too late, or that he was never Chayiv, that never generated a Chiyuv. So you see, Dafko, when it comes to Inyanim relating to Tumah, that we assume that you're allowed to be Mashlim. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, that there's a Din of Tashlumin and you chayiv in the additional carbon, but a chiger biyom rishon is totally dachui, so he has no chiyuv whatsoever, and therefore he has no tashlumin. So maskar of papa hani chulaman yamer. That makes a lot of sense if you say pesach sheni tashlumin the rishon. Who, if the way you view pesach sheni is as a tashlumin, elman yamer sheni regel b'fnei atzma hu. But if you hold pesach sheni is regel b'fnei atzma, and someone who's pata b'rishon is still chayiv in pesach sheni, then ma'ika lemeimer. Then how are you going to find such a shita? How are you going to be able to explain such a shita that tashlumin of a carbon that's not brought machmas tumah is any different than a chiger? The chiyuv to bring pesach sheni for someone who's tamei berishon is not a tashlumin; it's a brand new chiyuv. So there's no special din of tashlumin for tumah that we're more open to tashlumin when it comes to tumah. Elam Rav Papa Kesav Rabbi Yochanan laila in a mechuzer zman. No, it must be the basis for Rabbi Yochanan's shita when it comes to a nazir tamei is that the night before the akravas a carbon, even though practically you can't bring the carbon, you're not considered to be someone who's Zman HaKrava has not arrived. But the reality is, the Zman HaKrava has already arrived. It's already the 8th day, halachically. The calendar has turned to day 8, and therefore you become chayiv in the Karban, because the Lailas, Holech Achar HaYom Shala Achrav, that's the way the Jewish calendar works. You're not able to be marked with the carbon, that's because Avodas HaKarbanos is possible Balayla. So now I understand Rabbi Yochanan, that a Nazir that became Tamei on the night before the bringing of his Karbanos already became chayiv in the carbon before he had become Tamei. It's just that the fact that it was night prevented him from bringing it. So he's chayiv in Tashlumin, and he brings another carbon on the second Tumah. But a Chiger Berishon was never chayiv in the carbon at all, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan says that he's not included in the Tashlumin. So now the Gemara is going to challenge Rabbi Yochanan a second time, but now from the halachas of Zav. The halacha is, if a person becomes a zav. He sees ri'iya achas shel ziva, so he has no tumas ziva at all. If he sees shtei ri'iya shel ziva, he counts 7 days. He has to count shivanikim, 7 days where there is no ziva, and then he could go to the mikveh and become tahar. If he sees three ri'iyos of ziva, so then after he counts the 7 clean days, he has to also bring a karban. So long as he didn't count 7 straight days without ziva, he remains tamei in his initial tumas ziva, and he doesn't become chayiv in the karban until he counts the 7 days and becomes tahar. So if he sees in middle of his shivanikim, he sees ziva again, he's got to start the count again, but it doesn't generate a new chiyuv karban. So miyam Rabbi Yochanan hachi, does Rabbi Yochanan really say that Laila is not mechusar zman? Vam Rabbi Yochanan, didn't Rabbi Yochanan tell us that if a zav counted the shivanikim and then he went to the mikveh and he's going to have to bring a karban on the following day? So v'ra achas b'layla, and then he saw ziva that night, the night before he was supposed to bring his karban, ushtayim b'yom, and then he saw two other re'ios on the following day, maybe he's going to have to bring another karban for those re'ios because they're considered a brand new tumah. So for these two tumas, you have to bring a karban when you become tar. For the first one, since it was not nidcha to bring the karban on it, because he only became tamei the second time after the re'iyah shniyah, which was during the daytime, and that was after already it was already the zman of the karban. So therefore, there is a tashlumin. And on the second tumah, he's chayv to bring a karban, because even though the re'iyah rishona that generated the second tumah was during the zman tumah from the first time, before the chiyuv karban of the first carbon set in, but since the Re'ir Rishona is just considered like a Balkari, a Re'ir Rishona of a Ziva generally is not considered to be a real Ziva, but it's only Mitztarif to the others to make up for three Re'ios of Zav. So over here also it's Mitztarif with the Re'ios after it to generate a second Chi of carbon. If he sees, however, Shtayim Balayla, two Re'ios on that night before the bringing of the carbon, Va'achas Piyom, and then a third Re'ia the next day, then Eino maybe. Then he doesn't have to bring another carbon. Because since the first two re'ios were at night, and he was not yet chayiv in the carbon for the initial tumah, it's considered all one long tumah, and he brings only one carbon. But if Rabbi Yochanan holds that at night it's not called mechusar zman, then even if he saw two re'ios at night and one during the day, he should have to bring another carbon. Because if the laila is not considered mechusar zman, it should be considered as if he's already chayiv in the carbon for the first tumah at nighttime. So he's already past that first ziva. So and this is a brand new ziva. And even if he sees all three at night, he should have to bring a new carbon. Forget about if he sees two at night and one during the day. All three at night, he should have to bring a new carbon. If Rabbi Yochanan really holds that Laila is not mechusar zman, so says Mark, Kikam Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Omer, Laila mechusar zman. When Rabbi Yochanan talks about this halacha by Azav, he's saying within the shita that holds that Laila is mechusar zman, but Rabbi Yochanan himself holds Laila is not mechusar zman. Says Mark, the Divrei Omer, Pshita, obviously if you hold Laila is mechusar zman, then it's obvious. What's the chiddush? It's pashut that Re'ias Laila is not mechayiv a karban. If you're going to say that it's Rabbi Yochanan talking on his own, so he's telling me a big chiddush that he holds that Laila is mechusar zman. But if he's saying that his whole chiddush is only within the daya, that it's not mechusar zman, so that it is mechusar zman, so what's he telling me? So says Gemara, no, even within the daya that Laila is mechusar zman, it's a chiddush that shtayim b'yom vachas b'layla. It's a chiddush that if you see two of the riyos during the day and only one during the night, Rabbi Yochanan is telling me that the din would still be that you chayiv a new korban. I might have thought to follow the kasha that Rav Shisha Bre Davidi asks in Maseches Krisos, where he says, how can you be chayiv a new korban? The first riyah was Belaila, and Laila is mechusar zman, so the first riyah happens when you're still in the cheshbin of your first ziva. So kamash malan to Rav Yosef. That's why he's telling me that no, we hold like Rav Yosef, that first Re'iyah is not inherently Ziva, because the first Re'iyah would only make a person a Balkari. And therefore, we view, if he has that first Re'iyah in the night, and the next two Re'iyahs during the daytime, we view this as a brand new Cheshbin of Ziva, and not a continuation of the original Ziva. Good, now the Gemara goes on to comment on the Mishnah. So he said, if the Yom Tov passes and he didn't bring a Chagiga, too late. So Amalei Bar Hei Hei Lehillel, Bar Hei Hei, Tosa says he must have been a ger. Hey, hey is kavana to the two heys, Avraham and Sarah. So Bar Hey Hey said to Hillel, Hai lihimanos, lihimalos mi bayale. It say that you cannot fill it. Ella zeshaminu chaver dvar mitzvah veluna nimnayimayin. It must be talking about a case where your friends invited him to do a dvar mitzvah that was time pressing and he didn't join with them, and now the mitzvah's God, he doesn't have the ability to join them. Tanya nami achi muvus liyachol iskon zeh shebitel kriyash mashachris so kriyash mashal arvis o shebitel tefilah shel shachris so tefilah shel arvis. If someone misses either kriyash mar davening of shachris for arvis, that's muvus liyachol iskon v'chesun liyachol imanos zeh shenimnu chaver var mitzvah v'ulah nimnei imanos. Chesun liyachol imanos is when his friends are getting together to do a mitzvah and he doesn't join together with them. Amalei bar hey hey lehil el so bar hey says to hilel ma'idach siv v'shaftem risim in tzadik l'rasha bin ovid elohim asher lo avado. What does the pasuk say that there's a difference between the tzadik and rasha and between someone who's neved Hashem and someone who's not? Haynu tzadik hani ovid elohim. A tzadik is a neved elohim. Haynu rasha haynu asher lo avado. A rasha is someone who's not a neved Hashem. So amalei, so hilel responded avado lo avado. Tarvayu tzadiki gemurim hu. Both neved elohim and not neved elohim are both total tzadikim. Veinu doma shonam pirkam mei apam l'shonam pirkam mei ave echad. Difference is an ovid elohim is someone who chazus is learning 101 times and not just 100 times. Amalei mishum chad zimna kari lelo avado. One less time, it's like makes such a big difference. It's a chiluk between neved elohim and someone who's lo avado. Amalei in say leman mishuk shel chamarim. Go to look at what it costs when you want to hire a donkey to do a to work for you. You want to rent a donkey for the day. Asara parsi bezuze. If you rent a donkey to just do what it's supposed to do, to travel 10 parcels in a day, so then it costs a normal price. But chalas parsi betrayzuze. When you want it to do more than you, like you hire a bus for a school trip or something, they're only allowed to drive X number of hours. You want to pay the guy to drive extra beyond what it's legal to do, you're going to have to pay a lot more. So it's gonna be, once he's going beyond the norm, it's gonna require a lot more. Amle Elio Barhei, Elio and Navi said to Barhei, Varmi Lel Reb Lozer. So Hashem wanted to find, he was looking at all the different things that he could do to Klal Yisrael to fix us, to make us better, to make us behave in a better way. And he found that what brings us to Yir Shemayim is when we don't have food, when we're starving, we don't have clothing, and we're very poor. Then we're Mevakesh Rachamim. That really turns us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's Galiv Yadua to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that when we have too much money, when we have too much too much wealth, we tend to turn our backs on Hashem. Armor Shmuel Vitim Rav Yosef Hainu Damri Inshi, that's what people say. Yo'an Yusali Yudai ki barzo sumka lusus yachivra, that poverty is good for the Jewish people, like a red strap on a white horse, where it really stands out and it's something that really makes a difference. Okay, we'll stop there, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Rav Shimon ben Menasya Omer. Everyone have a great day and a great Shabbos. Yeah, yeah, yeah.